You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Tuesday, June 14th, 2016, week 160 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm still Dhruv Patel.
I am also still Mike Steska.
And I am, as well, still Brian.
When you said, I am also, I was going to be like, also Dhruv Patel?
like, we were all just like, I'm Dhruv Patel.
That'd be very crazy. Confusing if someone never Spartacus. Listened before. Yeah. And we're like...
That's like, the conceit of our podcast. We're all Dhruv Patel every time you come on this podcast.
It's just I'm really good at doing multiple voices.
Yeah, you're all alone. Isn't there? There's some radio shows that do that. It's like,
what are you talking about?
No, then there's a. I heard stories of like radio shows that like they would have callers, but it would just be the same guy doing
multiple voices,
and then no one would know.
Like that was in Love, the TV show.
What was it in that as well?
Yeah, they make. The people, the interns who work there and stuff, Colin.
Yes. Anyways, I'm not going to bury the lead. Brecken Meyer is the live action.
John. Arbuckle. Not Jim.
Not Jim Arbuckle from Garfield.
Jim is the evil twin. Just in case you were waiting
from yesterday. Yeah, Jim Arbuckle is his twin brother.
Is Jim short for something? James.
James.
Yeah. I'm tired.
Jimmy.
Jimmy James.
Jimmy is short for Jim, which that doesn't make sense.
Is Jimmy short for Jim? That doesn't make sense.
No, Jim is short for Jim.
Just said that, but...
What if Jim is short for Jimothy?
Like Jimothy's Timothy. Not a name.
Okay.
Can't be real.
Can't wait until you have kids, Brian.
Jimothy.
That's excited for the name.
Someone has that name, I'm for sure, in the world. Jimothy.
I really want to name my kids shitty names just for fun.
Your kids are going to love you so much.
Leftovers?
Yeah, hey, I'm trying to text someone. Someone just sent me a text message.
I will do it. Hey, leftovers, guys. We got the leftovers today. I'm going to talk about Pacific Rim 2. Yes, it exists still. The movie's been like on the shelf forever. But now, pretty exciting because we got a lead, so that's the first we've actually heard about casting.
I think this guy's going to go far. No name.
I think he's got possibilities. Mr. John Boyega is going to be the lead. People know him from Attack the Block.
Is he going to be typecast as the black person who works in Alien movies?
Yes. Oh, this is like third Alien movie, isn't
that's
it?
Zoe Saldana.
You think I'm confusing
her too?
Yeah,
she's the exact same. Oh my gosh!
No, because she was in Colombiana. Suck my dick, Brian.
Yeah, but Star Trek, Guardians, and Avatar. Those are her top three movies, though.
Colombiana.
Again. Those are her top three movies. You say it as many times as you want.
Colombiana, I guess. Remember the movie? It's like, don't forget where you came from or something like that.
Wait, so is this movie going to be with any of the original cast members?
It sounds like I think Charlie Day will probably come back.
I'm willing to bet Ron Perlman returns as well.
So, I mean, I want Idris Elba to come back, but that wouldn't happen.
No, because he also does not like working with, another person who works a lot with aliens, right? Asgardians are kind of like aliens.
Just those
Columbia.
Oh, now he's in Star Trek too. It's him too.
Yeah,
man, they got like the black.
They just
people
need Zoe Saldana in this movie, and it's like the trifecta of black people who work with aliens.
Boom! They need to make this happen now.
And then they should have put John Boyega in Independence Day.
Yes.
Resurgence.
He could have played
anyone.
Will Smith's son.
He could have played any. It doesn't matter. No, that's very close-minded, Mike. He could play anyone.
Oh, could he? Okay.
Yeah.
But he wants to be the lead character. Of course, we're going to put John Boyega.
No, they just recast, like, Will Smith gets into some weird alien technology. It transforms what he looks like John Boyega.
I like that. I like that. He gets younger, and then he becomes John Boyega.
Even though we know what Will Smith looked like.
I do hope John Boyega has a British accent. I'm not convinced, but I hope he does.
In this movie?
Yes.
I'm convinced he actually has one.
Yeah, I'm convinced in real life, or he's really good in Attack the Block. I'm putting on an accent.
No, he's not.
I think he is. I'm going to pretend. I bet you most people think he talks American. Like,
yeah, I love it when people refer to him as African American.
Yeah,
that's my favorite thing, because he's not.
So stupid.
He's black.
Yeah.
Because that's what they call...
He's not an American.
Black people in Africa. I mean, in your England. My bad. I told them I'm tired.
Africa. They're just like, you're black.
One Africa for, not, one Afri- for Africa.
You're not African American. It's like, we're not even in America. We're in Africa. African.
African, African.
You gotta say it twice still, right?
Yeah.
I bet you like that's
you're
what
like Kenya
think.
African.
I bet you that's like what white people in America think. They go to Africa and they're like, oh, you're like African African.
Yeah.
Or they probably still say African American even when they're in Africa.
You're African American. I asked someone if they were African African one time because our friend referred to them as African. Like it was her boyfriend. She's like, oh, my boyfriend's, what did you say?
South African?
No, she said he was like Sudanese or something. So in my head, I imagined a guy from Sudan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But no, well, as one would.
He's like fifth generation Sudanese American.
Okay.
I was like,
oh, then he's
African American. That's the definition of African American.
Yes.
That's why most African American people aren't African American.
That's why
they're just Americans.
That's why because they've been Obama here forever. Obama's African American, even though he's born in Kenya, right?
He's not born.
I know. I'm just joking.
I'm so confused. My mind is sorry, deteriorating.
I was
trying to
tell a joke.
Drew
on the podcast. It's just I got really confused because Snapchat wasn't working. Like one of my friends is like, "Is this where the apartment was?" So I wanted to reply, and then it wasn't working. So then I had to get out of Snapchat and then go back in. My brain is.
I think Snapchat's like broken. People don't like the reviews. I look at the reviews of Snapchat. In the new update, they don't like.
I like doing that when a new update comes out. I like looking at the reviews.
I like to see it because it goes right down to like one or two.
Yeah, people just
freak out.
I
loved it like it was before.
Yeah.
They're like, why mess with a good thing, man? You guys are messed up.
Yeah. Moana news. Philippa Suso, I don't know how to pronounce it. S-O-O has been cast. And she was one of the Skylar sisters in Hamilton.
Huh. Well,
I think
there's somebody else in Hamilton in this.
Lin-Manuel Miranda is working on the music.
Ah, that's
along
what it is.
With
that's what it is.
Alan Menken. Ah. So.
This is a Disney movie, right?
Yeah.
It's not a Pixar. Okay.
No, this is a Disney movie. Okay.
It's like a princess movie?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. I'm on board.
And The Rock is in this movie.
Ah.
As the god.
He's like the big dude.
No, he's a god.
Oh, he's not the dude on like the...
No.
The boat or whatever.
I don't think that guy goes on the boat.
Okay. I think there's some dude on the boat in that poster that I posted.
I'm pretty sure that's a girl.
Oh.
Samoan.
Okay. One of the two.
Did you post that one from The Rock's post?
Is that... That's a girl? Oh, no. I'm talking about the big dude. There's a big dude and then there's a girl. Let me see. There's a big dude. And then there's a girl over there.
Yeah, I thought The Rock was playing that guy.
I thought he was playing that big dude.
Oh, no, I thought he was playing a god.
That may be a god. I'm not sure. I doubt it because he's riding on a boat. I feel like a god would be like, well, we don't need a boat. I'll just get you there. But I think he's playing that big dude on the boat.
We'll see. Warcraft news. Apparently, it broke a midnight opening record in China, which was previously held by Furious 7. Huh. So,
interesting.
I mean, that's not that surprising. How many midnight openings do you think they've had in China? Like, Fury 7 could have potentially been the first midnight opening they had.
True, we don't have all the information. But it sounds impressive because records being broken are impressive.
Yeah.
But that's true. It could be one of... But I assume they have, like, do the same thing we do. Why wouldn't they?
What? What do you mean?
Why wouldn't they release stuff like midnight?
Because I don't think... I think it's hard to release a movie in China.
Yeah,
I think releasing movies in China
more. Like
now they do it a lot more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They have a restriction on amount of foreign films, but like Captain America, I'm assuming that was a release at midnight. I would assume.
Could you ever imagine the United States having to impose a rule like that? Like we limit foreign films, or like it's already hard to find a foreign film in theaters.
Yeah. I wonder why they do that.
It's to promote
influence.
No, it's to promote like.
Their films.
Their films.
Okay. Well, we're already number one, so we don't need to restrict competition.
Yeah.
Like, I think they even do that with sports. Like, they're like, you can only have so many, like, I think, like NBA, I'm thinking, like, basketball. You can only have so many, like, like former NBA players or something, like
in like a European league or something.
Yeah, certain leagues and stuff.
I was interested in where you're going with that. I was so confused. I was like, in the NBA, they limit how many like international.
No, I'm just saying like they limit on our end, limiting stuff.
Like Paul Gasol is very impressive. Then,
like I feel like when we're at the top of it, we're not going to limit it because we want the best.
Well, like I know this is a random bit of news that's not really related, but in India, all the stores there have to carry 30% of like 30% of the products in the store have to be Indian made, like made in India. So like that's a problem Apple's running into because Apple's trying to open these stores. So now it's rumored that Apple's going to get a pass on that rule for 2 to 3 years.
Well, man, that's a pretty big deal.
But I think Apple can argue that the software on all the stuff, it was made in India. Like a lot of it is outsourced. All the programming is outsourced in India. So you could argue that that software is made in India.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of how much. And all that software is preloaded on the laptops. So you could argue that.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be easy enough to argue.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why.
But I'm sure they have like a rule that has to be like physical product, not like software.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure if it was that easy to
get around it,
Apple would figure it out and they'd do it.
You're saying Apple doesn't need me, Mike?
I'm saying Apple's pretty powerful and they can figure the ways to get around.
I'm saying Tim Cook is regulations. I'm smarter than Tim Cook. Me and my deteriorated brain state is smarter than Tim Cook. Piper is the new title for the next Pixar short. And it looks like there's a little bird. That's the name of Piper. Or Piper's the bird.
Oh, Piper's
looks
the bird.
Looks like a sandpiper.
Whoa.
What?
Sandpiper.
That's okay, Ryan Myers. Is it a male or female?
That one looks like a female.
Because it's ugly.
The males are beautiful and the female.
That sounds Piper. Offensive.
But that's a real...
That's
quote.
The thing he said when we saw flamingos at the San Diego Zoo. He was saying that the female flamingos are ugly. Female baby flamingos are ugly.
But no, he said it was a female, but then it turned out to be a baby.
Yeah.
Lies.
Spouting lies.
Yeah. Oh, and then Cars 3 news. It's been like some concept art came out. Do you hear about like what the whole thing is going to be?
Yeah.
You want to talk about that?
The story?
Yeah, the story.
I did not hear that. I just heard about the tone.
It's supposed to be sad.
It's supposed to be more emotional, more like Cars 1 and not like Cars 2.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be about like Lightning McQueen being like phased out of the racing where he's like one of the last cars that like is like gas powered or something. It's like really strange. Like, or like of that class. And now there's like a newer class of race cars that are coming in. And so he takes another car under his wing. Like a new car.
I feel like I missed out on the Cars boat of like Cars.
Cars boat.
Yeah, the Cars boat. I liked Planes, oddly enough.
What?
Planes was really good.
I liked Planes.
I liked Planes a lot too.
But oddly,
but I think it's because of my family. Like,
I don't know. Maybe I think it's just that truck. That truck. I think that's why I can never get into it.
It's weird.
I'm like, this voice does not fit in a Pixar world to me. Like, this should not be a main
character. Yo. You're like, this doesn't fit in a Pixar.
I don't know.
No, because there is a car that talks like that. And it's like a hip-hop car.
I did not know that.
And it's, he's one of the street racer cars.
What's it like cars and like
and then Cheech Marin. Cheech Marin voices a car.
Yeah, I feel like cars and like.
Odele. Come in for some pain.
Yeah, for some reason, cars are so like stereotyped.
Yeah, just like Transformers. And stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah, Bumblebee is the voice I was doing just now. Yo. So I'm Bumblebee. Homie.
Just too consistent to be a coincidence. It's weird. It's just cars. I don't know why.
And then it's not. Sorry, that's not Bumblebee. It's the two smaller ones. The two smaller Transformers.
Yes.
Talk very.
On the second one.
I'm just going to say very black.
Yes.
Not African American.
Because they're aliens.
Yeah, because they're aliens.
They like just watched Django.
I think that's what we pitched this movie a couple days ago, and in reality, it already existed. Transformers.
Yeah.
I mean, they learned everything from entertainment, and they're just like, oh, this is what we're supposed to
do. What if there's a deleted scene in Small Soldiers like that? Because like Small Soldiers learned to talk from like TV.
Did they?
Yeah. I forgot. The Argonauts did.
Oh, yeah. They're watching them. I thought the Argonauts were like a lot dumber than the soldiers. Like
but they use the same chips.
I know. That's why I was like, why are they so much dumber than the soldiers?
Because they only know peace.
I I guess. And if you know
no, and then war, you can be the smarter. No, and the soldiers were like he like modified one to like be super crazy.
Oh, that's why they're doing modifications where the other guys are like we're fine.
Yeah, I think like they would like hack them, hack into him, like the leader.
I think Chip, you're right. Wasn't him? Tommy Lee Jones's character, Chip
yeah.
Hazard.
Chip Hazard, yeah. And this is the segment where we talk about movies that no one remembers details about, and we talk about them in great detail. Stay tuned. Next segment, we're going to talk about songs no one remembers the words to.
I actually have a movie that I was thinking of.
What movie?
Waterworld?
Yeah. Okay, who doesn't remember that movie?
Okay, so I went to Universal Studios the other day.
Thanks for the invite.
Oh, yeah. By the way, are you going to get a pass?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'm blocked out till August.
Okay, I'll buy Wait, a what? Pass in August then.
Why?
Okay.
And blocked out summer or something?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to buy like the fancy one.
I will, but...
In August? When, after you're unblocked?
Yeah, I don't want to go during the summer anyway. Anyhow.
Too many people.
I was going to buy a pass like in 2 weeks.
They have a Waterworld like show. The show.
Great yeah. show. I love That's really, better than the movie.
Really first time
show.
I saw it.
Oh, my God. What a
first
treat.
Time I heard of this whole thing.
What a treat. Ah, I would love exciting. To have
it
seen
it. It was like so good. It
yeah.
So
good.
And then I went home and watched the movie.
What a mistake.
Why did you do that? I like the movie.
Yeah, I like the movie.
I don't think it's as bad as people
if
say.
If you watch
but
it now, it doesn't hold up. It's really cheesy.
Like, it's not a great movie.
We've actually talked about this movie before.
Yeah. But I think like we people talked about, hate on it so much that I don't
And I think Brian
think
was on the episode last
probably.
Time we talked about Waterworld.
That's so weird.
Is we talked about what if Waterworld and Mad Max were the same universe.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it's all water and all.
Because like one, yeah, in Waterworld, dirt is very sought after,
mm-hmm.
and in Mad Max,
like
water is very
other.
Sought
like,
after.
That's yeah. yeah. Like if you had just a big like water race in like Waterworld, it'd be like the same movie.
Yeah,
it's very interesting.
Well, it's not a race. It's just like
not a race,
it's a supply run.
It feels like a race. It's just like they're racing to get. I mean, they're chasing down each other and stuff. But
yeah.
it's pretty much a race in my head. I think it's Fast and Furious. I think that's the movie it is. It's hiding.
In the future, it would be Fast and Furious.
Yes. That's
Remember
the,
Death
that's
Race,
next...
you guys?
Yes.
Death Race was crazy. With
that's
Ian McShane.
Movie. We saw that in the theaters, right?
Yeah.
That's insane.
I love that movie.
It's fun.
I saw that at Comic-Con. I was at that
fun
announcement.
Movie.
And I was so confused. And the guy next to me was like, you never seen Death Race 2000? I'm like, no. He's like, it's awesome. It's so cheesy. It's like... classic 80s movie and Sylvester Stallone's in it and I'm like what Sylvester Stallone I was very young I was like 18 19. Ocean's 11 female Ocean's 11 news: Mindy Kaling, Elizabeth Banks, and Helena Bonham Carter have joined the movie along with Kate Blanchett and Sandra Bullock.
Yes,
that's
5 of the 11.
A lot of white people though. Who else would
but
you have,
old
Ryan?
People is,
the original,
good, good.
Original Ocean's 11 also had a lot of white people, too.
Sammy Davis Jr. was there, though.
No, he was not.
In the original Ocean's 11.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm talking about the
yeah, yeah,
Brad
yeah.
Pitt one.
Okay, then.
They also had Don Cheadle in that one, man.
They had Don Cheadle and the Asian dude.
Yes, and Bernie Mac.
And Bernie Mac. Oh. 3 non-whites and a Mormon.
Did they have any more?
They had 2 Mormon
no,
people.
Matt Damon. I think that's all the minorities.
Andy Garcia was the bad guy.
Yes.
Typical.
But you got
Donald Trump, probably.
Al Pacino in the third one, man.
Yeah. And you have that French dude in the second one. So the minorities are the villains each time. Right?
You call it like Al Pacino a minority?
Yeah, because isn't he... He's not white.
Is he not white?
Isn't he like Italian?
He's like Italian.
That's white.
It depends how Italian he is.
Nah, that's white.
I think he's white because he
that's
even passes.
I was thinking.
Yes, that's.
I was thinking.
That's the rule.
I was thinking Scarface, because he's Scarface.
Yeah, I think that's the rule. That doesn't count the same. If you look like you're white.
What if he was born in Italy though?
He's still white.
They should cast Betty White in this movie.
Ooh,
that would be awesome. They had because they had an old dude in the other one.
Yeah, yeah, and he died.
Well,
yeah,
she can die.
She can die in it.
In the movie,
he died in real life.
Oh.
Yeah, but he didn't... He was
that
three,
wasn't because of the movie.
He made 3 Ocean's movies before he died, so... He was doing all right.
I thought he died during the third one.
Bernie Mac died during the movie, didn't he?
I think so.
Damn.
No, R. he R. must... He couldn't have... Did he?
No, I thought the guy, the old guy died after the second one, because in the third one, I think they're like, we have to do it for his memory.
Yes, you're right there. But where did Bernie Mac?
That's horrible.
This is, we return to our segment where we talk about movies no one remembers in great detail.
Oh, anyway, Waterworld, they have been having that show since 1995 when the movie came out, and they still have it.
Great show.
That's crazy.
That tells you how good the movie, the show is, because no one likes that movie. And they still do the show.
Isn't that crazy? Because that show is very involved. There's like a giant plane.
Yeah, that part blew my mind. It was crazy.
I love when like the people, before the show, the people pick on the audience and they like splash them with water and stuff. It's hilarious.
Well, Bernie Mac was in Ocean's 13, so he made it through all three.
And then he died. Ocean's movies.
Yes. I think he died before the old. Dude probably died.
No, I think the old dude died between Ocean's 12 and 13.
No, he was in the third movie and he died in the movie.
Oh,
no, I think he got a coma in the movie or something, and they're like, oh man, we gotta do one.
Yeah,
because he had a business deal with Al Pacino, and then
Al Pacino screwed him and he went to coma,
and that's the whole premise. They're like, we're not even doing it for the money.
I believe it's Frank Langella.
Let's see, I'll look up when Bernie Mac died.
I'll look up Frank Langella. Yep, it's Frank Langella. He's still alive.
Okay.
No, this is a different guy.
Okay, 2008 is when Bernie died. That movie came out in 2007. And let's see.
Frank Langella is a different person.
But he's still alive. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
But let's find out who this guy is.
I believe Frank Langella played someone important. Richard Nixon in Frost Nixon. Duh. Classic mistake.
All right.
Who's the old guy in Ocean's 11?
Carl Reiner?
Yeah, he's dead.
There we go. 2008. So, oh man, they died the same year, him and Bernie Mac. Now I got to find the date they died. I didn't assume it was going to be the same year.
How dare you not make that assumption?
Well, I assume they died at the same time. Whoa, he looked so different when he was younger.
Yeah, he's very. Yeah, no shit. He died at 94.
I know. Man, he made that movie at 93, 92. He filmed Ocean's 13 at 92.
God.
This is insane. You're blowing my mind now.
You know who his son is, right?
Oh, Rob Reiner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
TNA. It's TNA.
I can't find.
He's the enforcer in Wolf of Wall Street.
It won't give me
death information?
Yeah, just tell me the year, but it won't tell me.
That's mysterious.
Oh, I think he's still alive.
Oh, his wife died in 2008.
Dude, he's still alive?
He can't be still alive.
Why do you guys 94. Think he died?
Why, because said his wife died in 2008.
No, but how what would the assumption if he dies, that...
How creepy would it be if he dies on Tuesday?
Why did you guys think he died?
Because he was...
In the movie, he gets a coma and it looks like he dies. So that's obviously real life.
This is too funny.
Okay, so he was not 94 when he filmed that movie.
Okay,
he was like
85. Only Bernie Mac does.
So this is our segment where we talk about movies where no one remembers and we make up history. And it's very believable.
Classic Ryan Myers.
Come on, he's 94. He didn't die. That's a miracle.
Yeah.
I hope he does not die.
Maybe he's going to be in this movie.
Oh, they should bring him back.
I am willing to bet so much money he is not in this movie.
Now, do you think this movie...
Betty White is hers.
This movie is like a reboot again, right? It's not like a...
Yeah, not in the same universe. Not like Ghostbusters.
Yeah, okay. No, Ghostbusters didn't like that either.
I thought the new Ghostbusters movie is in the same universe.
No.
That was theorized. People thought about that.
That was the misleading thing with that first trailer. It was like 30 years ago, but...
False information.
Yeah.
The trailers
were lying to us because it's like 30 years ago this stuff happened. But the truth is, it's like 30... They're talking about 30 years in our world. You can't like talk about our world in a trailer where I'm assuming it's applying to your world in the trailer.
Remember that one time we watched the Interstellar trailer and I watched it for the first time? And we're like, when does this movie take place?
Tomorrow.
And it's like, next year. And I'm like, you guys, it takes place next year. And it's just like the movie comes out next year. Oh man, good times.
You know when like next year, that's when the world goes to shit and like there's space travel and like they have to go to space to
repopulate. No, because the first trailer was so vague.
Yes, very much so.
We didn't know anything.
It was just like
a rocket
going up in the sky
launching out of like
McConaughey's in it,
like a wheat field or something.
Yes.
Speaking of Ghostbusters, though, I got a very interesting package on Sunday last week when after we recorded.
Ooh, was it like a ghost month? Oh, I assumed it was. I'm going loopy now. Fucking
Michael's that was like loot crate. Saying like three things in his head, or saying three things in his head, and then the fourth thing comes out of his mouth.
That was loot crate.
For no, it wasn't.
It went straight just to loot a crate.
Random package.
Loot crate, man.
It was
comes every month.
Two
actually,
cases.
I thought it was like ghost month. Too. See, we were both thinking loot crate. I just said it for some reason.
No, two cases of high C ecto cooler.
Oh yeah, I saw a picture.
Yeah,
pretty sweet stuff.
I mean, for granted, I ordered them on Amazon, but
you're like, it showed up.
Yeah, it showed up.
Didn't even ask for it.
And then I drank a can and I poured it into a glass. Big mistake. So green.
Made your mouth all green.
I don't know, but
did it look radioactive?
It looks like radiator fluid.
It's like Surge when we got Surge.
Yeah,
one time. Very green.
Very green. But this is more green.
More green.
And it's only 10% right? juice. I think it's 90% food coloring and then 10% juice.
Yeah, I think there's a reason they stopped making.
But it's cool because the outside of the can, the high C color is yellow until you refrigerate it. And when it's cold enough, it turns green.
I always thought Ecto Cooler came in like those like,
juice boxes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you have a can.
Yeah, they re-released them in cans.
That's bizarre.
But I think you can still get juice boxes if you look.
Okay. We got some Indiana Jones 5 news. John Williams has confirmed doing the score for this as well. So he's John Williams is returning to all the worlds.
Wait, Carl Reiner tweets. Are you guys excited? You want me to read some Carl Reiner tweets?
I hope he doesn't say his dad died.
No, Carl Reiner, not Rob Reiner. Oh. Carl Reiner is...
He tweets?
He tweets?
He's 94 years alive. Old. I am alive, guys. That's what he tweets.
You should tweet him from the account and be like, are you alive? Please confirm.
Well, we thought you were dead in 2008, but it turns out your wife just died. Sorry to bring that up, but it's the same year Bernie Mac died. He's like, what's wrong with this person?
Oh my God.
Well, guess who had a Twitter account first? Carl Reiner or Rob Reiner?
By that reaction, I'll probably say Carl Reiner.
Yeah, Rob Reiner just joined Twitter on June 7th.
Literally like a few days ago?
Yeah. Wow. And Rob Reiner's first tweet, Donald Trump is a narcissistic, misogynistic racist. He's a pathological liar. We can't let him anywhere near the White House. Hashtag unhinged Trump.
That's Rob
Reiner. And then Carl Reiner.
He's like, just, Trump 2016.
Also hates Donald Trump. To erase Donald's voice from my head, gonna watch Columbo and listen to soothing solutions rather than great rantings. I so appreciate that Trump, who many of us feel is...
This is a long tweet.
No, this is two tweets.
Okay.
This is the second tweet. I so appreciate that Trump, who many of us feel is a danger to our nation, keeps helping our cause by continuing to scowl and talk nonsense. Must never click a news station before turning in. Hearing the Trumpster spew garbage can keep me up and give me bad dreams or nauseate me.
That's really sad. He's so old. He needs to relax.
Yeah, this Trump thing's stressing him out. But I already say he's a better follower, small sample size, than Rob Reiner. He's a lot better follower.
What do you mean?
Those tweets were more entertaining than the one Rob Reiner tweet you read, which I was like, that's bland.
How many followers
both
do you
about
think,
Trump.
How many followers do you think Carl Reiner has?
I have no idea how to judge followers.
Is it a verified account?
Yeah.
Shit.
I'll give him... I have no idea how to measure people. 30,000.
100,000.
Add both of your guys' numbers together.
Wow.
130,000? 133,000. Whoa. How many does Rob have? 30,000. He just started 000. Like a week. 15, I don't know how long it takes to get followers.
Okay. Not verified account, but
oh.
His father verified it. So we should believe him, right?
All
right.
Yes, true. I believe his father. He's the smartest 94-year-old I ever known, I think. He's so active.
How many 94-year-olds do you know?
None. That's why it's crazy. I'm surprised he's alive. I don't know.
No, stop saying that.
I'm shocked.
He's going to die this week.
He's blowing
we spent like 10 minutes talking about how dead he was. And we finally verified he was alive. And he has a Twitter account.
It's only right that I make him America's sweetheart this week, right, guys?
Destiny Pizza should follow him right now.
Okay.
We need to follow him. That way we can find out when he dies.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so guess how many tweet or followers Rob Reiner has?
15K.
Less.
Oh, wow. 7K.
More. 8,703 followers. Soon to be 8,704 followers when Destiny Pizza's follows. True Rob Reiner.
Oh, jeez. Anyways, that was a little fun trip.
Oh, shit. That's my personal account. No, unfollow.
No, I don't want to follow him.
But yeah,
Predator news.
The Predator news. Arnold Schwarzenegger will not be the main character. The main character's name instead is Quinn McKenna.
Sounds like a made-up name.
It is a made-up name.
I know, but it shouldn't sound like one.
Did you follow him with the Destiny Pizzas account?
I did.
Nice.
Well, not Rob. Should I follow Rob?
No, I follow Rob Reiner.
Okay.
We got this.
Got it.
Tag team it.
Perfect. And I also heard Shane Black's doing this movie, and he said he wants to bring back like the mystery to the Predator movies.
Mm, that's nice.
So he's trying. He looks like he's really like into this.
Anything they fix will be good.
Yeah, I mean it's hard. Like it seems to be
can't
a big
go downhill.
Yeah, this seems to be a big thing of like. Well, they're probably gonna do it when they do another Alien movie again too. But like, they have like the first movie, which is usually the good one. Then they make a bunch of random sequels. Then they're like, let's bring it back and capture that spirit again. And I like when a director like cares enough to do that. So I'm hopeful.
TV news. All right. Should I just move on? I don't know.
Yeah,
I feel like we're like so, we're getting off topic so easily. It's only been 30 minutes though, so we can really get off topic on this podcast. Sacred Games, and Netflix orders their first Indian show, so it's going to be made in India, probably in Hindi, for Indian audiences, made by Netflix. They already have done this in Japan, though.
Can we get the show?
Yeah, I think we're going to get the show.
Okay.
But they've already done this with Japan, a few shows, so Japan a few.
Are there any shows that like are exclusive to that country?
I don't
think
so. Like
originals?
I don't think so.
Like, I doubt if it's original.
That's a mistake, I think.
Yeah, it's a big mistake. It's like, why would you do that? Like, I'm sure there's obviously things that are exclusive based on just content, but not their original.
Not their original. So. It makes no sense to do that.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones news. Season 6, episode 10, so the finale of this season, is going to be 69 minutes long.
Yeah.
How much sex is that going to be?
Just it's the whole just episode.
69 minutes.
Like, I'm doing 69 whole episode. It's like, that was unnecessary.
But that's also the longest episode Game of Thrones has ever made so far.
Whoa.
69
really?
Minutes. Yeah, I think the previous one was 67 minutes, which was the one at the wall a few seasons ago.
Ah. Good episode. Only 3 episodes left. Well, 2 by the time this airs, this episode of the podcast airs. But it goes by so quick, that Game of Thrones.
Yeah. And Mallrats, which is Mallrats 2, is now going to be a 10-episode series instead of a movie because Kevin Smith loves directing TV now that he got to direct The Flash, and now he wants to also direct an episode of Daredevil or...
No way.
Something else for Netflix. Shit. Another Netflix superhero show.
Jessica Jones?
No.
Luke Cage?
I think it might be... No, it can't be Luke... I think it's Defenders. Because it makes sense, like... There's shows that haven't come out, that are supposed to come out. Yeah. Iron Fist would make sense.
Yeah.
But,
seems bizarre. So it's probably not going to have the same people, I would guess. They're too big of stars, I think.
I don't know.
Not most of them, but, like, I'm just thinking.
Oh, for this?
Yeah, I'm just thinking.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, what's this dude?
But
who's Yondu?
Apparently, Michael Rooker.
Yeah, Michael Rooker.
But apparently, the company that's, like, putting it out feels more comfortable with it being on TV. Or in this format because the original movie did so poorly in theaters. I was like, are you only looking at a movie that's like over am I like 20 years old now? Or are you looking at like his track record?
Eah. Because it's not going to
be
successful.
That sounds really mean.
No, it's not going to be successful. I don't think it's going to be successful either way, honestly.
Yeah.
Like,
but his Flash episode numbers were great.
Yeah.
But he didn't write that.
Flash was great. Even if he wrote it, I think it'd be fine because it's the Flash. This is his own thing and this is like... I don't know.
I think this is him chasing the puck instead of going where the puck is going to be.
Yeah, it seems bizarre.
Is that a saying?
Yeah, it's a Wayne Gretzky quote. It's, you should always, You shouldn't go to the puck. You should go to the where the puck is going to be.
No, I'm all good for him, like, doing it. It's just it's a bizarre that studios or whoever is putting it out wants to put it out. That seems the odd part to me.
Yeah. And MMA news. I called it on the podcast that it was going to end before we talked about it last week. The ban on Ariel Helwani and his two of his team members. And let's see, some crazy news. Brock Lesnar got a 4-month pass on USADA like testing. He's going to fight in UFC 200, which is in less than a month. And some people are pissed off that he doesn't have to get, he's not going to get tested. Is that controversial to you guys? Do you think that's controversial?
Yeah. Why isn't he getting tested? Yeah.
They say it's very common for new fighters who are going to fight very soon because they could be in other leagues that don't follow that testing, so they could still have like steroids in their system and it's not fair. But I think if I knew I wasn't gonna get tested and like I was a formerly retired fighter who's like now gonna return to the ring for one time fighting Mark Hunt, who is a beast. I forgot what his nickname, I think it's just like Super or something. He's a big Samoan dude who's apparently like a sweetheart. He's really nice to his fans. Or he's from New Zealand, I think. But he's Maori, I think. But I would want to make sure that I'm juiced to the gills to make sure I win.
If you know it, then why wouldn't you take whatever?
Yeah.
Just to be ready.
Which is dumb, though, because that's still unfair.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Yeah, because then you but have...
Is the other guy tested still?
Yeah.
See, that's what? Stupid. Makes that no makes sense. No sense.
Yeah.
You must be paying him a lot to agree to that.
And then Conor McGregor popped up on the Forbes list of 100 top paid athletes. It's the first time a UFC fighter has appeared on the list.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what number he was at.
He got like crazy endorsement deals or something?
Yeah, he's been getting paid a lot at these fights. He got like, he cleared what, like $12 or $13 million off that last fight that he lost?
Yeah, but that just seems to be in the top 100. He's got to be getting endorsements because that doesn't seem, that's not that much compared to like some of these athletes. But I mean, 100, that's a lot of people. But still, there's a lot of highly paid athletes.
Let's see.
I did see one list where it was breaking down like what you get from the sport, what you get from endorsements, but I only saw like the top 10.
He was number 85. He has a whopping $22 million for the year, with $18 million coming from fight winnings. The remaining $4 million comes from major endorsement deals with Rolls Royce, Monster Energy, and Reebok. He has an endorsement with Rolls Royce. Really? I know he has two of them. I just assumed. Is that where $4 million went?
Maybe that's how he got a deal, or maybe he like bought them. Like, oh, well. We'll have a relationship with you. You're going to drive our cars.
And he's big on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
What else is big in UFC news? Kimbo Slice passed away. That was tragic. He fought in the UFC for a little bit, and he went to Bellator. Then he got caught with steroids, and he died of heart failure.
Yeah, he's only like 40.
40-something.
40, early 40s.
That was really sad that day.
Yeah, that was rough.
I was like, that's one of the reasons I got into fighting. I remember hearing about Kimbo Slice.
He just like crazy out of nowhere. I remember like the YouTube clips that came.
Yeah, because he would do bare knuckle fighting, backyard fighting, like Dota 5000.
Yeah, I think he was just like a security guard or something.
Yeah,
security,
or like a bodyguard or something.
Bodyguard or something, and then like his fight popped up, and then all of a sudden he got involved in UFC and everything.
Yeah, and he didn't have like the greatest UFC record. I think he had like it was like 5-4 or something, but it was very entertaining to watch. So it's a great loss. Let's end it there. On Netflix today, The League Season 7. The final season,
yes.
Yeah. So come back tomorrow. We're going to talk about some movies and TV shows. And have our discussion question. Thank you for listening. Until tomorrow, I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And I'm Brian Litt.
And we are Destiny Pizza. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.